Mountain State Mysteries contains adult content that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. I'm your host, Mark, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. In the state of West Virginia, there are 142 open missing people cases. I believe that is 142 too many. These are just some of the people missing from the Mountain State. Juanita Reedy was last seen on November 9, 1979, on Valley Drive in Beckley, West Virginia. She was wearing black slacks, a beige shirt, and either a maroon leather jacket or a blue and white ski jacket. 9 days after her disappearance, her car was found stripped and burned in Pipestem, West Virginia. Juanita has a mole below her right eyebrow and a scar on her chin. If you or anyone you know has any information on the whereabouts of Juanita Reedy, contact the Beckley Police Department at 304-256-1720. Alfred Bradley Gibbons from Chapmanville, West Virginia, was last seen sometime in August or September of 1982. Alfred may go by the name Freddy. He has a scar on his stomach from a burn and scars on his legs and hips from skin grafts. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Alfred Bradley Gibbons, contact the West Virginia State Police at 304-746-2100. You're listening to Mountain State Mysteries, West Virginia's true crime podcast that digs into the missing persons, homicide cases, survival stories, and the mysteries of the Mountain State and beyond. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show, download and rate it on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find good West Virginia true crime podcasts. Sheila Gale Weirs Pierce was last seen on June 24, 1978, in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Sheila was wearing a blue blouse with white straps and faded blue jeans. Sadly, there's little reporting on the disappearance of Sheila Gale Weirs Pierce. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Sheila Gale Weirs Pierce, contact the West Virginia State Police at 304-746-2100. David Harry Bleaney was last seen sometime around the summer of 1975. He was due in court in September of 1975, but he never showed and has not been seen or heard from since. David walked with a limp, and he always wore dress clothes. If you have any information on the whereabouts of David Harry Bleaney, contact the Charleston Police Department at 304-348-6400. James Elwood Brady was last seen in Logan, West Virginia on September 1st, 1965. He boarded a Trailways bus headed to his sister's home in South Carolina. He has never been seen again. James is a military veteran, and sadly, there's little information on him. If you have any information on the whereabouts of James Elwood Brady, contact the West Virginia State Police at 304-746-2100. Do you ever find yourself searching for a true crime podcast focused on West Virginia? Well, I have you covered. I'm Mark Covey, the creator of Mountain State Mysteries, where every Friday, my co-host Courtney and I will tell you about one of West Virginia's coldest unsolved cases. Tune in to Mountain State Mysteries on your favorite podcast platform. Kathleen Virginia Farmer Gill, better known as Kathy Jo Hanger, or Kathy Lemon, was last seen on March 20th, 1984, in Parkersburg, West Virginia. She got into a vehicle with three men and was never seen again. Two of the men admitted to the rape and murder of Kathleen. The third, who I'm going to call Jimmy, never admitted to it, but he served time for other serious crimes. Jimmy is a person of interest in her case. The two men claim that they dumped Kathleen's body over Memorial Bridge. It has never been recovered. Kathleen had a tattoo on her upper left arm and a scar on her chest. If you have any information on the case of Kathleen Virginia Farmer Gill, contact the Wood County Sheriff's Office at 304-834-3909. The final missing persons case that I have for you is Susan Faye Roop. Susan Faye Roop was last seen on February 12, 1979, in Golly, West Virginia, by her neighbor. The neighbor claimed they saw a dark-colored truck, or maybe even a van, at Sue's house, and Sue was seen getting into the vehicle. She could have even been forced into the vehicle. Susan was recently divorced and had a new love interest in her life. Foul play is suspected in her case. In fact, when a set of remains was found on Bolt Mountain in 2017, officers actually thought that maybe it could be Sue Faye Roop, but it was Margie Dodd, which we covered her case in Season 2 of Mountain State Mysteries. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Susan Faye Roop, contact Crime Stoppers at 304-255-7867 or the West Virginia State Police at 304-746-2100. This isn't the last time we will be covering any of these cases. We are diving deeper into them to bring you even more information. If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to follow, download, and rate the show on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find good West Virginia true crime podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, all at Mountain State Mysteries. Do you have a case you want us to cover? Send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. For the show notes, check out our website, mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com.